USA Radio News.
They're doing a phase two. We'll be doing it probably in October, maybe a little sooner than that. And it'll be more of a middle class. We did a lot for the middle class, but this will be even more aimed at the middle class. One of the things we're thinking about is bringing the 21% down to 20. And then for the most part, the rest of it would go right to the middle class.
President Trump on Fox Business when discussing a possible phase two to his tax cut plan. Today, people all across the country were protesting President Trump's immigration plan. Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, was asked if all this civil discourse could lead to violence.
It could erupt into violence if we don't keep level heads. You know, my uncle, Martin Luther King Jr., we've talked about this before. He said, I've decided to stick with love. Hate is too difficult a burden to bear. Daddy King in Atlanta, at the boiling point, said we've got to become the city that's too busy to hate.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
There's plenty of speculation on who President Trump will nominate to the Supreme Court. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
President Trump tells reporters on Air Force One he plans to announce his nominee to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy on July 9th. He was asked if he will interview those candidates about Roe versus Wade.
It's a great group of intellectual talent, but we really, they are generally conservative. I'm not going to ask him that question, by the way. That's not a question I'll be asking. But it is a group of very highly talented, very brilliant, mostly conservative judges.
The president says two women are on the list of at least five potential nominees. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And in NBA free agency news, LeBron James became a free agent and will look for a new team. Odds on favorite are the Los Angeles Lakers. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Nick Foles' faith is a huge part of his life. He has a new book out titled Believe It. Now, in the book, he talks about, of course, winning the Super Bowl over the heavily favored New England Patriots. But Foles really talks about also his faith, his belief in God, and he talks about when he came to know Christ.
Yeah, so I gave my life to Christ when I was a freshman at Michigan State. There's a lot of things going on in my life. I just had my right shoulder totally repaired from a 3/4 labrum tear. And, I'm from Texas, crazy journey to get to Michigan State for that year I was there. And I remember just, basically being on my knees and just, saying, God, I'm going to have to trust in you. I don't have the strength to do what I'm doing. Like, I was losing all my confidence. And, I really gave my life to Christ. I was in a parking lot just getting ready to, basically go to my place and go to sleep. And, that changed everything. Started getting the word, started praying. God placed mentors in my life to sort of guide me and direct me. And, ultimately I ended up at the University of Arizona, and I'm an Arizona Wildcat through and through. Coach Ed, my strength coach, was a huge part of my faith there, having Bible study every Thursday at his house and sort of, not only strengthening us, physically, but spiritually as well.
And finally, MIT has created a Fitbit for your stomach. It's going to help monitor your gastrointestinal system. It's going to help tell you if you're stressed, how much you eat, how you do when you're sleeping, what's going on when you're sleeping. All you have to do is swallow a pill, which then latches onto your stomach lining. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.